from the man that speaketh forward things, perverse things. You think about what our Lord had to endure, not just in men's actions and words, but thoughts. Many times, you read in the New Testament, it was just their thinking about him that caused him to discover the very thoughts of their hearts. And here they were all dressed up in their synagogue meeting clothes, acting like they were somebody. They had never dealt with anybody that could see them just as they are in their depravity. And how are they described here in verse 13? I say, how are they? How are we described? Because as the Lord has taught me, it's not they and them. It's me. It's we who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness. I don't believe anybody has learned of Christ until they've been taught of themselves. That left to ourselves, we would continue to leave the paths of uprightness. We don't even know what uprightness is. Let's be honest. I know we have definitions. Well, this is what holiness is, and this is what uprightness is. But give me an example in your life. I don't believe we've ever had a thought that isn't sinful or a thought that isn't somehow in self-interest. That's our problem. That's what condemns us. Someone says a prayer, and their first thought is, well, I hope that was a good prayer. What makes a good prayer? It's not what comes out of this mouth. We don't even know how to pray as we ought, is the way it's put in Romans chapter 8 and verse 26. It takes the Spirit of God with groanings that cannot be uttered. Those thoughts in your heart where the Lord shows you you're a desperate sinner and you don't even know how to cry out to him. But guess what? Already the fact that he's made you aware of it is a good thing. And again, I remind you, unlike so many messages that you hear, Canaan is not a picture of heaven. If it were, then Aaron would not be saved. Moses would not be saved. Canaan was a type of Christ. It was a type of rest that is in Christ and a type of the promised rest to those who rest in him. But you'd have to agree, as with myself in this flesh, so often we don't rest. As much as we know and believe concerning Christ's finished work, how many times we find ourselves struggling and striving with what men think we ought to be doing and with what we've been brought up with, and our consciences are very much alive. Now, the blood has purged us from dead works. There's no question, the blood of Christ, but in ourselves, we're still like Moses. We don't enter into that rest, our experience, because we're in this flesh and we struggle. We lay awake at night. We think upon things that are so contrary to the gospel. And yet, if our salvation depended upon that, we'd be lost. We'd be lost. Thankfully, it's not.
That is a truth that we find throughout Scripture, that if there are any that God has favored in his Son from eternity and purposed to save, and for whom the Lord Jesus Christ came into this world and paid their sin debt, he's going to call them. He's going to draw them, and he's going to bring them out of that influence. I say that because you're looking at somebody that grew up in a different type of religion, but it was still the same thing as the Roman Catholic Church. The Baptists, they would never agree to that. They would say, oh, no, 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 we're different. But in reality, I grew up in a works religion. It was just a different way of framing it and forming it, but it was still works religion. I came in the day believing that somehow it was by God's grace plus whatever else then I could add to it. And I was one of those that believed when Christ died, he died for every sin up to the point of your conversion. But then after that, you were held accountable for whatever took place from there forward. And I'll tell you, that religion had me running, because we were taught every night you better get down on your knees, you better think of everything you ever thought evil or did evil or said evil, and confess it before the Lord, because if you don't, when judgment day comes, all that is still going to be there and you're going to have to answer for it. And you might lose a reward. Everything was based on rewards. You don't want to lose that little jewel in your crown, do you? And so we were there polishing our crown every day as we could, getting out the brass cleaner. I won't say gold because no one reached that standard in my mind, but at least the brass cleaner, trying to fix this thing up and be ready for this judgment. What delusion